2003.
Touches her hair, her smile lights emotion, and her love fills the air. And I know you're my every tomorrow, and I know that you'll always be there. We've got the world tonight. Let's hope.
Lovely. Mickey Jo Hart with We've Got the World Tonight, Ireland's Eurovision entry in 2003. Coming from a very respectable 10th place there in Riga, Latvia. Yes, and we helped the Irish gain that amazing result, and we're going to have a little listen in to the votes from the United Kingdom back in 2003 when we had Gemini Crybaby. Awkward.
For United Kingdom, and we say good evening, Lorraine Kelly.
Lorraine.
Hello, Riga, and we're still determined to have a fantastic night. Cheers to all of you, and here are the results of the United Kingdom televote.
Thank you very much.
Netherlands, one point.
Les Pays-Bas, un point.
Poland, 2 points.
La Pologne, 2 points.
Estonia, 3 points.
L'Estonie, 3 points.
Germany, 4 points.
L'Allemagne, 4 points.
I'd love to do the voting one day.
Belgium, 5 points.
La Belgique, 5 points.
You never know, I might be called up next year.
And Norway, 6 points.
La Norvège, 6 points.
La Norvège, 6 points.
Turkey, 7 points.
The eventual winners.
Turkey, 7 points.
La Turquie, 7 points.
Austria, 8 points.
Austria, 8 points.
L'Autriche, 8 points.
No use criticising other juries.
And Sweden, 10 points.
Sweden, 10 points.
La Suède, 10 points.
Give me your love, give me your love.
And the 12 points, they go to Ireland.
Ireland, 12 points from United Kingdom.
How many did we get from Ireland? Refresh my memory.
Exactly, Terry. Exactly. We got zip, as you called it. Yeah, those were the days, weren't they? Okay, well, guys and gals, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Uri Tussiot. Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you with us once again for another look down the Eurovision Song Contest road. Oh, yes. And my goodness me, as we've run out of music, it's time for us for our next song. So I'll tell you how to get in contact with us in just a few moments. However, we're going to now play a song which was performed live, actually. Yes, it was performed live only last week. What was that? Or the week before? I can't remember. Isn't that bad? I know. It was from the Hot Grot Festival, Song Festival. Now, if you remember, that was, that is a festival about Eurovision, pretty much, in the Netherlands, and it was hosted in the Ziggo Dome just outside of Amsterdam. And myself and Rob managed to go there in December of 2019, right just before the pandemic, and then it was televised on New Year's Day in the Netherlands. And yes, I'm not sure if it's going to be televised, because it would be a real shame if it's not. But these lovely ladies made an appearance. Yes, they did.
Hi. Hello, this is Rizzle Sizzle from the Netherlands. And this is our song, Alles heeft een ritme.
The Netherlands. That's easy for you to say, but it wasn't for me.
1986.
Ah, classic tune. Alles heeft een ritme. I think I've just murdered that. But this is a great Dutch song. And Terry Wogan thought it was going to be one of the favourites to win, but didn't do all that well. Shame.
Yeah.
βράχοι και γυρισμός. Τα ποσπαιδιάνε εξ ο Θεός. Κάτι τρέχει, πέρα βρέχει. Έρχεται δύσκολος καιρός. Και σου φωνάζει ο ουρανός. Κάτσε σκέψου, λογικέ σου. Παίζουν ροκ την άλλη τσιφτετέλη. Παιδιά του Πλάτωνα και του Αριστοτέλη. Μας ξεγελάνε μέσα κλέπτη και μεράκι. Πνεύμα θάνατο σε τρώει το σαράκι. Η μιλιά μας παίζουν ροκ την άλλη τσιφτετέλη. Παιδιά του Πλάτωνα και του Αριστοτέλη. Μας ξεγελάνε μέσα κλέπτη. Οι μια μας παίζουν ροκ την άλλη τσιφτετέλη. Παιδιά του Πλάτωνα και του Αριστοτέλη. Μας ξεγελάνε μέσα κλέτη και μεράκι. Πνεύμα θάνατο σε τρώει το σαράκι.
That's Greece, 1993, Kati Garbi with Alada Chotou Fotos, which I think I pronounced that right. I have a bit of, I feel a bit more comfortable with this, I must admit. I was told by a Dutch lady in Antwerp many years ago, probably about 8 years ago. She's saying to me that don't bother trying Dutch. I'm speaking English because mine was that bad. Oh, anyway, in Greek it's pronounced. Thank you, Google Translate.
Ελλάδα, χώρα του φώτος.
Which means, which is very patriotic.
Greece, country of light.
Oh, yes, yeah, so there you go. See, that's Greece, 1993 for you. Right, now it's time for a request. Yes, we're going across to West Sussex and to Worthing in particular. Hello, James Brett. Hello, James. I hope you're well. And hello to your lovely other half, Jason, as well. Thank you for tuning in, boys. And it's always a pleasure to play a request from your good selves. And this is going to be no exception because, let's face it, you know, I'm so excited to hear from you guys every time you come in and give us a request, because you give us a doozy every time.
Do you have a request? Have you missed any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show?
Never fear, Kieran is here.
Head to our website,
escshowcase.com.
Oh, yes, and you know that's right. So come on and give us a request. Request. So, they have requested a fantastic song which would have qualified if the new televoting system would have been introduced in the semi-finals. Oh, yes. Well, not televoting, but no juries. So that's the breaking news for this week, is that we've got a big shake-up, of all the voting of this coming year's Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool. Yes, so James has said that, and quite rightly so, if the new voting system was put in place in the semi-finals, this would have qualified. Yes, and it was the juries that sadly didn't make it happen for Koitume and Laura in 2017's Eurovision Song Contest in Kyiv in Ukraine. Yes, we're talking about the song Verona. And here is Koitume and Laura for Estonia.
Sleeping alone, you wake up with a bottle in your hands. No sound of serenade, cause we both know we lost our game. In Verona,
running through the scars, we'll make it stronger. Time is the proof. I'm not a lonely kind. I know I just can get over you. I was always trying to tell the truth before the romance turned to drama. I hope the best in me.
Just let me try.
Incredible stuff there. Luminita Angel and System for Romania at the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest in Kyiv, Ukraine. Yes, and that was a fantastic tune, which ended up coming third in the grand final. Grand final, Rob, of
she's very trying.
She's trying and she tries very well.
And she is and very trying.
Well, Luminita Angel has tried to represent Romania again in a number of occasions. She's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, it was a lovely song. I didn't recognise it in the middle bit when I came in, then I recognised her voice more than anything else. And let me try.
Yeah. They ended up winning the semi-final with 235 points over Zobdi Zobs from Moldova. Bonica Bad Teodoba, which is well done, grandmother beats the drummer. And then Denmark came third, Jakob Stoistrup with Talking to You. But in the grand final, the two automatic qualifiers, Greece and Malta, came first and second respectively. They had Helena Paparizou with My Number One. And Chiara's...
I had my head the other day for some
Angel.
Reason.
Oh, maybe because I was playing it.
Possibly. I don't remember you. I don't remember you playing it, but you must have done because I was going around the other day, singing My Number One.
Oh, you are the one.
You're my. Don't put it in my head again.
Ow,
Ross. I'll be in the swimming pool in half an hour, trying to try not to sing You're My Number One.
Who goes to the swimming pool on a Sunday evening?
Well, I do, clearly.
Yes, I guess so.
Before we eat.
Yeah. Do it before we eat. Yes, of course. Otherwise, you're going to be sick, aren't you? Really. Not good. How's things anyway? Right? Good week?
Yes, not bad.
And we're off to the United States next week?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the point where I kind of feel excited but nervous.
Aww.
Because, you know, I find flying a bit difficult, but I'm just... But I do get anxious before I go on a plane. But I'm not feeling as bad as I thought I would, so...
That's good.
I'm good. I'm just keeping myself off... Just keep my mind off it.
Yeah, and we're going in premium economy because we saved up so many...
Yes, we're going premium economy, which is going to be a bit of a treat.
It is a treat.
When your parents are going to be back in the...
In cattle class.
We'll have more leg room.
Love you, Mum and Dad, but yeah, you know, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Or we'll be snoozing, probably.
Anyways. Oh, I don't know. I can't snooze on a plane. Can't relax on a plane, so I'll just have to stay awake.
I'll hold you to that. Actually, we managed to get through it when we went to New York with Norwegian from Gatwick the other
Oh, God, that was awful, because it wasn't even a Norwegian plane. It was a Wamos plane.
Yeah.
And you were crammed in like sardines. The way back was nice, but that was overnight, and I didn't sleep at all.
No, wasn't good. Anyways, anyway. We must move swiftly on, because we could talk forever about our experiences on airplanes, etc. So, well, Roberta, what time is it now for?
Bertie's request that is random.
That's true.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
So I have a stunning bonnet full of years and a stunning bonnet full of countries, and I try and get a country that matches, I should say beret. I have got a beret. I just haven't had a chance to wear it yet, because I'm not quite sure. We're going to my sister's at Christmas, perhaps I'll wear it then.
Yes.
Get out the car at the hypermarket and wear this. Put my beret on.
Rob's sister's lives just north of Toulouse.
She does.
Near Montauban. Technically, Cahors.
Yeah, we've got a very busy December.
Middle of nowhere. Yes, yeah, we're hardly at work, only about 3 days. Well, I've got
four days, really. No, 4 days. We're back for 4 days. Back in the UK for 4 days between the trips.
Yeah, but working.
Yes, well, I'm working those 4 days.
Are you?
You're not working the 20th, 21st.
We arrive back, Rob, on Monday the 19th.
Yeah.
So you're going to be working that day?
No, I'm working the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right. Oh, Anyways, okay. Right. Come on, let's draw your country first.
Exciting. Serbia.
Oh, Serbia. Okay, well, they debuted and won in 2007. Been in the contest pretty much every single year except for 2014, which was a bit random. Don't know why they withdrew for just that year. Maybe they were not particularly happy because they didn't qualify in 2013, I guess. Silly people.
Oh, I have got 2017.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one that didn't qualify either. But you actually quite liked, and I was a bit like, sorry, Kieran. Sorry, Rob.
I can't remember.
So here we go, and neither can I. So that says it all. Tajana Bogusavić with Into Deep.
Oh, yes, this was all right.
It was all right.
It was just a kind of, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't a very competitive tune, I suppose.
No, I'd say that too, Rob. Yeah, it wasn't particularly competitive, I don't think. But, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Serbia.
There we are.
2017.
So, yes, this was 11th in its semi-final, which I think it was the second semi-final. Yes, yeah, and I was like, oh, I'm quite worried about Tiana. But, oh, well. She looked amazing on stage,
she did.
Though.
Nice
and she sang
song.
Really well.
Yeah.
It was just a song which just wasn't that competitive, I guess, was it?
No, but it was a good song.
Yeah. Good old Serbia. They'll win again soon, I think. Nevi Strava and all that. Nevi Strava. He's in too deep. That I knew where I lost. Thank you, Rob.
Right where there was no going back, the line was crossed.
Bogsavage with Into Deep, Serbia 2017, and this week's Rob's Random Request.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
So yes, as we announced earlier on, the Eurovision Song Contest and the EBU have announced that there are three major changes to the Eurovision voting. One, the viewers alone will decide the semi-final results. The jury and viewer votes will still decide the result of the grand final. But also, the rest of the world have been invited to vote as well. Yes, global voting. Viewers in non-participating countries will be able to vote online. They'll have to register via a credit card, basically. No monies will be taken. However, they'll be able to vote, basically. So that's good. Now, on the Eurovision Song Contest official podcast, the lovely Steve Holden has released quite a few recently, and he's had interviews recently with Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands 2019, Katrina from Katrina and the Waves UK 97, Lordi Finland 2006, Netta from Israel 2018, and Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden 2015. Yes, so that's all jolly good, isn't it? Now, in San Marino, over 700 submissions to date at the moment for Una Voce per San Marino. So that's the San Marino's national final. Oh, yes. The participants of Festival di Sanremo 2023 will be revealed on December the 4th. So later on this week. Looking forward to it. Stephanie Byrne and Carla are to commentate for France at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest of 2022. 196 songs have been submitted into Dora 2023, which is the Croatian Eurovision National Final, which also includes participants from previous Croatian entries. Yes, indeed. Benidorm Fest 2023 entries. That's the Spanish Eurovision National Final. It's going to be released on December the 19th. And also there's going to be a format change of Melody Festival, and that's Swedish National Final. So, interesting. And, I will just mention as well, Milena, who won for Armenia's Junior Eurovision, which was 2021, last year. And Rosalyn, yes, the Armenian Eurovision superstar of this year. She and Milena are going to be performing at the Junior Eurovision in just a few weeks' time. Ooh.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hi, this is Destiny from Malta, and this is my song, Je Me Casse.
Måneskin.
This is our song.
Zitti e buoni.
Yeah.
E tu sei fuori di testa, ma diversa da loro. Siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro. E siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro.
12 points go to Italy.
Italy, 12 points. L'Italia, 2 points.
Points from Ukraine go to Italy.
12 points go to Italy.
L'Italia, 2 points.
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Junior stands for you and me.
Yes, it's time for us to take a sneak peek at this year's entrance for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2022, taking place on Sunday the 11th of December in Yerevan, Armenia. So let's start off with this country.
Albania.
Yeah.
Italy.
Kazakhstan.
Macédoine du Nord.
North Macedonia.
Poland. Spain.
Freya Sky there with Lose My Head. Oh, there we are. So that's the recap of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest entries for Sunday the 11th of December. And if you want to watch it live, then you certainly can. It will probably, it's either, I think it's going to be on BBC One or it could be on the CBBC channel. So we'll stay tuned for that because I don't think it's been set in stone just yet. I guess it all depends on the World Cup, really. Maybe, possibly, I don't know. Right, let's move on and we're going to have our next segment, which is...
The best of the rest.
Better than all the rest. Oh yes, you know it's true. You know it's true. Yes, it's time for us to play a song from National Finals. Ooh, yes. So, this is where we get to showcase a song from the National Finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. So those entries that didn't make it to the contest, or it could have been from albums as well. So it's lovely to have a nice selection of what we can do and what we can play and what we can see. So, it's time for...
The United Kingdom.
And our national final in
1993.
Yes, Sonia had her own national final, didn't she? Yes. And she had a really lovely song, which I'm going to play for you now. And it's called So Much of Your Love. Now, this came third, if I remember rightly, in her very own national final. Oh, Sonia. She must be over the moon that it's coming to Liverpool. Oh, bless her. Sonia Evans.
So much of your love. Ooh, I wanted so much of your love. I never thought so much. Wanting so much of your love.
There we are. That is Sonia with So Much For Your Love from the UK Eurovision National Final of 1993 right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Right, it's time to move on to another one, and it is a request. Oh, yes, it is indeed. Oh, so exciting.
The best of the rest.
Yes, and it's a request from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Göteborgs Fjällia. Hello there, Robert. Lovely to hear from you. And you've requested a fantastic song from Finland. Yes, it is Finland's national final. And do you remember their actual entrant? Yes. It was a bit boring, wasn't it? It was all right, just not very competitive.
It's a little thing I need to keep us going, keep us smiling. It's love that makes us breathe. Maybe Amsterdam or Bone, Sweden, now you may.
Oh, yes. And it goes on like that, like crazy. So, it's not crazy. It's just a bit, yeah. Anyway, when you see me, I'm singing along to it, but then, you know me, I'll go with anything.
Finland.
Don't tell everybody now.
2000.
So, Robert Wallström, your request is a song that came second in Finland's Eurovision National Final of the year 2000. It is Anna Eriksson with Odd Viamanen Mun. And I hope I've pronounced that correctly. Sounds ultimately so much better.
Tuuli soi, yösade vasten ikkunaa. Pimeyteen jo peittyy meidän pihamaa. Löydä ei
aiot meitä kuitenkaan. Rakkaus, kuin tuli meri roihua. Lämpön sen, mun sydämeni voimani kun lähdet pois. Muutenen kuin lasia mun sydän ois. Takaisin kun tulet tiedän kuitenkin. Oot voimani mun kun jään syliin sun. Voin siirtää.
What a song. I honestly, Robert, I have never heard that before. So Robert Wahlström in Gothenburg, Sweden, thank you very much for your lovely request. It's Anna Eriksson with Od Vatani Mun. And yeah, do you know, that would have blown everybody away. And I would be shocked if it would be any other way, because that would have been an incredible song to have heard at the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, yeah, definitely. Right, so Javier Leal in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Hello, Javier. You haven't sent him the request, but I'm going to play a song for you because you have sent me some really lovely photos that have been on a Canadian television about Dorset. And I think they're it's down towards Dorchester area is the photos that you've been showing. They've been amazing. So obviously we know this person very well, Javier, don't we? And love his music. And I want to share it with everybody else as well, because he's an incredible person and I cannot wait to play a particular song from him. So let's hear from him first of all.
This is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
Yes, that's my friend Jamie Harris there. He lives in Sweden and originally from the UK. Obviously, nobody called Harris lives in... he's originally from Sweden, obviously. But my goodness me, Jamie's amazing. So, Svelje Vahari Tresetot, which he just mentioned there, means Sweden, we have a winner. Mm-hmm, indeed we do. And that's what they always say at Melody Festival, basically. So... let's play Magnus Carlsson, and from his album called Live Forever, the album, here is the title track. No, it's not. It's Crazy Summer Nights, and as it's winter, We got to play it. We have to play it.
Rise and shine, everybody. It's a hot summer day outside here in Love City. This is KXEL Love. The temperature is closing up to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and towards the evening, night is getting even hotter. And it's going to be a crazy summer night.
It's a crazy summer night.
We've been having naff weather. Let's do it.
From the famous man, the legend, the myth.
I feel the love is in the air as I'm walking down the street. It's a hot summer night. I see the boys impressing girls as they are dancing to the beat. Underneath the moonlight, expectations reaching for the sky. Life is good to me, life is beautiful, feel the city, I'm in control. Life is good to me, and I feel alive, stars are shining bright, raise this summer night. It's a crazy summer night, yeah. And motorbikes are slowly cruising down the streets. Oh, it's a hot summer night, and all the people looking good. I see the drinks, I see the meat. There's a party tonight. Expectations. Oh, we're just having fun.
We're just having fun.
Life is good to me. Life is beautiful. Feel the city heat. I'm in control. In a brand new day, not long now, before we'll be out again. Oh, life is good to me, life is beautiful, life is beautiful. I'm in control now. Life is good to me, and I feel alive. Stars are shining bright, praise the sun. Life is good to me.
This is the end.
Oh, yes, so you've been told. Right, there we are. That's Magnus Carlsson with Crazy Summer Nights from his album called Live Forever, the album in 2007. Yes, Magnus Carlsson from Sweden and should have represented Sweden a number of times. Anyways, it's time to move on for our final song, which is Live and Kicking. Now, today's Live and Kicking is from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. And it was a song that came forth at the 2014 Eurovision Contest, Junior Contest, in Malta. And actually, it is the Maltese entry. Yes, it's Frederica Falzon with Diamonds. Everybody loves diamonds. Sorry, that's pretty bad. Right, and I'll say goodbye to you all. Thank you very much for joining the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Ari-Tussiot. Find out more about our show on our website, eseshowcase.com. Get your requests in as the Maltese go crazy for the homegirl, Federica Falzon. Diamonds! Everybody loves diamonds! From Malta, 2014 Junior Eurovision entry. It's amazing because you hear this vocal, you're like, how on earth does that come from a child competing at Junior Eurovision? It's true.
Nothing burns like the cold, but I feel